I'm your host, Shizan, and on The Skinny, we get down to the nitty-gritty of living your best and empowered life now. I'm a wife, mom of two, daughter, sister, friend, and mompreneur. So I know from experience that as women, we have many shoes to wear, and it's not just the ones in our wardrobes. This season, we're going deep with lady chats and girl talks about topics that impact our multifaceted lives as women daily. Funny how some people think that just because we have strong opinions about our style and fashion, that we won't, can't, or don't have strong opinions about what's going on around the world and in the news. Well, we crush all of that on The Skinny. And yes, that definitely includes style, fashion, and beauty too. So let's hit it, because it's showtime. Hi, beautiful people. Here we go again. Days away from Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving. For those not familiar with the term Friendsgiving, let me break that down for you really quickly, because this is a word that if you haven't heard it, you're going to be hearing it. Trust me. Okay, so Friendsgiving is a celebration for Thanksgiving with friends. So typically it occurs like the day before Thanksgiving, like the Wednesday or the day after on the Friday, if you're going to connect with like your family on the actual Thanksgiving day, which is always on a Thursday. But for some people, Friendsgiving happens on the actual Thursday itself. Like when you can't get to your family for whatever reason, like you live in the city or you're away or whatever, you can't get back. So friends get together. And so it's called Friendsgiving, but this is the name that's like taking off. It's been going on for a number of years now, but I mean, it's now, I'm sure, going to become like an official thing. You're going to hear it. I'm seeing stuff where it's like, you know, little marketing things, which are indication that this is going to like take off. And I bet you this is going to be like a marketing thing to the point where it's like a moneymaker. I'm just putting that out there. Just, you know, just my feelings, just a little bit of what's going on in the gut. So yeah, that's what Friendsgiving is. If you're not familiar with that, that's what that's all about. And so, which I actually think is really brilliant, because a lot of times, you know, you get around the holidays and some people may not have family that they can spend time with, you know? And so you feel sad, or you feel like, okay, well, I'm not going to celebrate, you know, whatever the circumstance may be. But with Friendsgiving, then it's still an eventful time and a celebratory time where you can do it with your friends, and it's not looked at like a less than dinner, like a, okay, just because I can't do this, I'll do that. But it's an actual thing. So anyway, on and on about that. I think it's a brilliant idea, because, you know, sometimes for some folks, your friends are more of a family than your family actually is. So there goes that. there we go. I'm happy that the holidays are here. And in just days, we're going to have Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's like that yummy time. I think I talked about it a little bit in the last episode too, where it's just that time where people seem a little bit more happy on the streets. And you got some that are more like mad, but majority is like, you know, people get a little bit lighter and happier, and the lights and the decor, and you know, it just is, it's such, so much more love in the air and all of that kind of stuff. So I love that. I love that about this time of year. Definitely. So there's the word of the day, Friendsgiving. You can add that to your conversation as you proceed. Anyway, on the show today, it is all about winning with the flaws and fears. Mm-hmm. You heard me. With all the flaws and all the fears, we can still win. So the goal to be fearless and flawless, or to pretend to live a life of fearlessness and flawlessness. Okay. Can we agree together? You and me, the skinny listeners. Can we just agree that making this effort to be flawless and fearless just sounds absolutely exhausting. It's so unrealistic, frankly. And, you know, to think that we're going to get to a point in our life where we fear nothing and we're flawless and, you know, it's just, I know we hear it all the time, like all the motivational goals and so many times these empowerment and inspirational things. And, you know, it's just around, it's all the time. But like I said on the episode in season 1 of season 2, it was episode 1. I remember saying it, the skinny. This season is all about straight talk and keeps it real. So as I have grown and matured, I have come to realize that just because something is like, you know, the hoopla of the moment and this, that, or whatever, you find your own space, you find your own voice. And I can tell you that definitely over the years, yes, this is true. We all have fears and flaws. And you know what? We're all going to continue having them and encountering things in life as we grow older and proceed day to day that cause us to be afraid. And if you're not careful, this is the problem area that I find with this. And just in talking to people and really, you know, me personally realizing within myself too, is that you can go through life, you can end up going through life if you're on this mission to like feel fearless about, you know, going after things and doing things in life. It's, you can end up feeling like you're not up to par or like you're continuously failing in some way. And, you know, because you don't feel like you've gotten to this point where if there's someone that you can visualize in your mind that you think is like so fearless and all of this stuff, if you're not getting to that point where you think they are, then, you know, you feel like you're just not making it. You're not getting there. And it's, I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's a bunch of crap to put that pressure on ourselves and to continuously go after this unrealistic goal in a very unrealistic way. There's efforts and things that we can do to improve and be better at getting through things, but to think that we're going to get to this point of complete flawlessness and fearlessness, yeah, I think it's a bunch of crap. Okay, so when we allow fear to prevent us from trying at all, for us not even giving it a go, then that's where the problem comes in. So I have this saying, just fearing through it. You know what I mean? It's like you faith it till you make it. You fake it, some people say, till you make it. I more believe in like you faith it till you make it. But the whole thing, the saying that I love is like, fearing through it. And that's what I have had to come up with for myself, because I know that even at certain points when you do feel very fearful, you can't give yourself the exit door or the back door to then not do. So fearing through it, it's the winning move. Doing whatever that thing or those things may be, even though it scares you. And it's just like, that's how we have to look at it. So acknowledging and owning the fear and doing it anyway is where the strength really comes from. And knowing that we have flaws and being bold and brave enough to admit them to ourselves, because it's not about totally admitting this to other people. No, it's what's going on inside of our heads that's the most important thing. So admitting this to ourselves instead of like cringing at the thought that it's actually a part of who we are, is where our true confidence takes over. Because when you own your flaws for yourself, then you're not worried about if somebody else is going to see the flaw and somebody else is going to say something about the flaw. And then, you know, you hesitate to do certain things and all of that. You have to do that for yourself. And it's always about self first, loving ourselves first, having confidence in ourselves first. And so in so many things, it's all about perspective, our perspective. And if you're faced with something, and you feel afraid, then guess what? You want to start feeling bad because you feel afraid. And then, so now it's not only about being afraid, which is supposed to be this negative thing that you are dealing with, but then you're going to feel bad that you feel bad because you feel afraid. And so now it's just like a bunch of negative crap that just starts compiling, and versus the alternative. And the alternative is, yep, I'm scared, but I'm going to push through it anyway. And I'm going to do it anyway. Yes, I'm scared, but let's roll. Let's do this. And so we haven't dismissed the fear, but it's how we're going to deal with the fear. So I'll give an example. So when I had the opportunity of actually signing a lease for my business. This was some years ago, and I had my company. And so the first time I was going to ever sign a lease/contract, my stomach was so nervous. I was so scared. My hands are sweating, my this, that, or whatever. But I had to realize that, wait a minute, for my business and my company to go to where I see it going, or the potential for my company, I have to take this step. So if I'm going to get stuck in the fear here and not take this step, then how can I expect my company to go over there? And more than likely, it won't go over there. So as scared as I was, I had to fear through it. You know what I mean? I had to just say, okay, because now automatically I'm thinking, okay, the company, I need to make sure that it's going to cover the expenses. I need to make sure that the monthly, you know, lease is going to be paid. I need to make sure that it's making enough money where there's more money after the lease is paid and all of this stuff. And like, oh my gosh, do I have enough clients signed up right now where by the time that first lease comes. Okay. So there's so many things that you can think about, and there's so much fear that other people can put in you that prevents you from taking the step that you need to take so that you can win. And that's where the fear will kill you. So it's not about not having the fear, but it's not allowing the fear to cripple you. You know, to the point where you don't make a move at all. Because then if you're not moving, you're not winning. Hey, it's just as simple as that. And that is where I had to come to that realization that it's not about focusing and having this fixation on getting to the point where when things present themselves, then there's no fear. You're not feeling any fear about doing it. And then that's supposed to be like an indicator that you have it together or this is a good thing. That's, if that's what you're using to go after what you want to go after, then that's not the right thing to use as a marker, because fear is going to be there. Some of the most successful people have failed so many times before reaching where we may see them in their place of success now. And they've been scared so many times along the way, and probably even as we're seeing them now, still having their battles with fear or whatever it may be, you know, in making decisions. And so that's something, using an example, just to give you a point of view of, with my business, what could have prevented me from moving forward and reaping the success that I did with my business? And so, you know, taking that step through that fear of having that responsibility and that contract for that set amount of time, and knowing that you got to money up every month. And this is, you know, it became motivation and it became a door opener so that, you know, everything else could happen. So it's, again, just an example for you to, you know, to see. So on being flawless on the other side, put fear to the side. Now let's talk about the flaws. Now, example, you have a muffin top. I have a muffin top. Shucks. It may be the whole damn loaf of bread. It may just be, okay. And the thoughts are, of course, when you're dealing with that stuff, and it's annoying and aggravating, as I have personally experienced, and experiencing, your thoughts are, you want to get rid of it. Okay. So if you want to get rid of it, it's now a focus on your mind. And you're thinking, once I get rid of it, then I can do this, or I'll go here, or I'll dress like this. And what's happening, or what you've done, or what you're doing, is that you're making yourself believe that you're not good enough the way you are right then and there. Because if you're not going to do X, Y, and Z because this is here and you're waiting for it to go away, then you're telling yourself that I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve this. So, you know, it's these horrible mind things that we do to ourselves, and we rob ourselves big time when this gets the best of us. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it on the skinny, because it's something that I think that needs to be removed in the way that we're used to hearing it, or the way that we're used to seeing it. You know, that the whole thing is that you're not good enough. You know, yeah, I'm flawed, so therefore I can't, or I don't deserve, or I can't do this in life, or I'm going to go on vacation when I lose this amount of pounds because I want to look like this, in this clothes, or I can't wear, you know, that until, and it's just, there's just so much putting off, but we're beating ourselves up so much internally when we do something like that. And I wanted to bring attention to that. And I'm sure it sounds familiar. I'm like hammering nails in the head. I know I'm hammering for me, and it's real. It affects us in different ways. And it doesn't matter if you can't see somebody else's flaws, you think, oh, well, what are they talking about? You know, like, oh, because it's not the same flaws that you have, you think that because they don't have it, they don't have a flaw, or they're not dealing with their own issues or looking. No, that's not even a fair way of thinking, because someone can easily turn around and look at you and dismiss what your concerns are, or what you find is an important thing to you, or something that's bothering you. So that's another thing that we need to hold ourselves accountable for, where it's like, you can look at somebody else and be like, oh, what is she talking about? Or what is she thinking about? Or this, da, 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 da. No, that's also something that we need to be definitely accountable for. So you don't dismiss somebody else's thing because it's not what you have, or you can't see it. You know, it's about holding each other up and empowering each other and encouraging and motivating each other. So my whole thing on flaws, and with my Chicified brand, one of the things that I was thinking about, even just over the past maybe year with the Chicified brand, it was about being glamorous, fabulous, and flawless. And it's just about being positive and having motivation and encouragement for women and girls. But the word flawless started sticking out to me in my branding. And I honestly don't want the wrong message being sent with that word flawless. And in all honesty, have completely given clear thought to the fact that I want that part removed or changed on my branding, because it's not, there's nothing grand about being, you know, flawless. So it's like holding myself accountable as well about that, because I don't want to put the wrong message out there. And when I was saying flawless, it's just, that was another word for being confident, but that can be misinterpreted. So that, you know, there's an area too with, you know, things that are being marketed and put out there and whatever, and I don't want to be a part of that. So that's something that I'm definitely changing. And, you know, flaws make us uniquely beautiful people, the beautiful people that we are. It all comes as a part of the package. And I've just instead personally been using the word flawful, Flawful, darling. And so instead of flawless, which means to me, it means beautifully flawed. And so you may think or believe that you're full of quote unquote flaws. And I say quote unquote because you can't see me. And I'm doing my air quotes. And you know, you might think that you have all of these flaws and that's okay. But embracing them while you work on them or work through them is where the courage and the power lies. So it's just embracing it and not seeing it as a flaw, something to be ashamed of. And so there are businesses, brands, and companies, relationships, and ventures that have not been attempted or done because of the misconception that you're not strong enough or capable of the task because it feels so scary or overwhelming, or the people that you see doing it in life must have a different makeup or more courage than you do because they're doing it. Well, let's stop right there. That's another thing that's just like, you know, no, ring a bell or no, just let's just stop, because the only difference is that they're faring through it and accepting that even though there are no guarantees. There's no guarantees in anything that we do or go after. And yeah, though there's no guarantees, they may not know all that, you know, they probably should. Like, you're looking at them like, oh my gosh, they have it all together. No, they probably don't know all that they should. And the only thing that's different is they're willing to give it a go and to try. Allowing the possibilities of success to outweigh their possibilities of failure, because in everything that we do, there's that possibility of failure. So that's how you win with your fears and your flaws. You embrace them, embrace the uncertainties, possibilities, and you do it anyway. So it's knowing that this is a part of who you are and knowing that, yes, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it while I'm scared, and talk yourself through it. I have to talk myself through it numerous times. It's just a part of life. And the part that we should remove is the part where we feel like something is wrong with us, or we don't have it together, or we're not as good as blah, blah, blah. Because we feel fear before doing something that, you know, you wish you weren't fearful of, or you wish you, you know, had more instinctive courage to do. But, you know, that's not reality for a lot of people. And we don't want to prevent ourselves from living our best lives and living out the blessings that are in store for us because we block ourselves. We definitely can win with all of our flaws and fears. And, you know, the only way to lose is to not try at all. If you try and there are hiccups and it doesn't work out, you still win. So before we go, I hope that was good for you. It's just that it's something that, you know, can just be crippling. And again, on the skinny, it's just wanting so much to empower each other. And as I discover things about myself, I want to share, because I remember going through certain things and I'm like, dang, nobody talks about this stuff, you know, and you feel alone. Like, oh, you feel like you're the only one going through it, or you don't have someone that you can kind of bounce something off of and have that confidence that maybe they've been there too, or maybe they haven't been there, but they understand. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I hope that it's helpful to one person, you know, if anyone at all. And just being open and sharing, and hoping that that, you know, as I continue to grow and learn, when I mess up, I'll say it here. And when, you know, when I discover something, I'll share it here as well. And you can, you know, let me know what your takeaways are and all of that stuff. But anyway, before we go, I'm reading this book right now. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you the title because I started reading it, but it's really good. So I've gotten pretty far already, but I've just started reading it. And I find that it's really good. But because I haven't gotten all that I'm to get out of it, I won't do like a recommendation, or I won't say the name of it yet, because I would hate to like get to the rest of it and I'm like, oh my God, I should have never said anything. This does not represent what I want to say. But anyway, what I've gotten from it so far in this book that I'll talk about it later on another episode, if I think it's, you know, on a whole, if it's good and worthy of like what the skinny platform is all about. But there's a part that made me laugh because I slapped my chair. I don't even know if you guys could hear that. I was like, made me laugh. And it vibrated in my head. So I don't know if you hear the vibration. But like I was saying, there's a part that was so funny to me. And I think this all the time. Like I'm around people, you know, depending on what's going on, sometimes more than others. I'm around, you know, more people than others. I'm around more people sometimes than other times, you know, and so I don't even know if that just made sense. Sometimes I'm around a lot of people and sometimes I'm not. That's the breakdown. And so I think about this all the time when you see people that are talking, but you have some other people where certain characteristics will stick out to you more. So this statement in the book stuck out to me because this is the way that I think. So I'll share that. Anyway, you want to hear it? Here you go. Ha ha. I'm trying to remember where where that's from. I always hear that in my head whenever I'm saying that, but I can't remember what that. I'll find out where that's from. We'll hear it. Here go. Okay. People who brag about how confident they are actually very insecure people and not actually confident. Why? Because a confident man doesn't feel a need to prove that he's confident. No truly happy person feels the need to stand in front of a mirror and recite that they're happy. They just are. A rich woman doesn't feel a need to convince anyone that she's rich. Why? Because she is. And she just is. So that's the part that I love, where it's, you just have people that will brag about their money. Okay, clear indicator, new money, you just got your money. That's why you're talking about it. But people who are confident about the fact that they have money have no need to talk about it. You know, if you're someone, oh, I'm just confident. I'm just so confident. no, you're not. But I'm going to sit here and listen anyway, and I'm going to smile and nod and hear you out. But in actuality, there's no need for you to brag about your confidence if you're confident. And yeah, happy people don't need to walk around saying they're happy, or they don't need to, that's not what it said. I'll take that part back. Happy people don't need to recite to themselves in the mirror that they're happy. Like the affirmations in the morning. I'm a happy girl. Okay. All right. That is that. Ah, oh, God. I hope you're still with me. But anyway, it's a wrap. We're at the end. And as always, remember, I'm not sure what platform you're listening to us on. Just know and please share that we're on iTunes and SoundCloud, and subscribe and share the skinny with others. And take a second to review and rate the show. There's an option where you can like tap the heart on SoundCloud, or you can click a like, or you can subscribe and or follow on the different platforms. So definitely remember, I'm remembering that I need to say that and ask of you to do that, so that you can be a part of, well, you're a part of the skinny family, whether you do or not. But yeah, I'm just asking you to do that because it helps with the show. So whatever platform that is, whether it's iTunes or SoundCloud, please subscribe. And then you can find us on Instagram at Shayzon, S-H-A-Y-Z as in zebra, O-N as in Nancy, and The Skinny Podcast. And of course, if you forget all of this, you can go to Shayzon.com. And that's the main port where you can find everything that we do. So drop us a line if you have a topic you'd love to hear on the show, or if there's a question about an episode or a comment about an episode that you've heard, definitely communicate. I love to interact with you guys, and I love the messages when you send them to me. I really appreciate it. It gives me feedback and let me know what direction to continue going in. So I pray this episode was motivating, inspirational, and empowering. I hope it really was helpful in some way, shape, or form. And I hope you enjoyed our time together. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your time with me. As always, remember, you have the right and deserve to live a beautiful and empowered life. Stay tuned for next week's podcast, and happy Thanksgiving. Bye. Hugs and kisses. Mwah.